Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Thursdays, usually at about this time, we talk about some good place to go in the Midwest that's not far away. We call it the best of the Midwest. It's a vacation or maybe a weekend getaway from the Janesville Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Christine Rebout joins us. She's the executive director over there. Hi, Christine. How are you?
I'm excited to be with you.
So let's put Janesville on the map. How far or where are you in relation to Chicago, Rockford, Milwaukee? Where's Janesville?
From Chicago, right on Interstate I-39-90. You can't come into Wisconsin and not drive to us or through us because we're right over the border, right on I-39-90.
Yeah, and Route 39, I travel up and down that sometimes, south of DeKalb, mind you, but all the way up. That's a nice road. It's very easy to get to, thanks to that.
Down for you. Like I said, hour 45, you're here, you're enjoying yourself, you're having a good time.
And you have a lot of things on the calendar in the next few weeks, right? Just give me a couple of the festivals that you're excited about.
Yeah, a couple of things I'm really excited about. Skelly's Corn Maze and Fall Festival. It runs to the end of October. They're open 9 to 6 daily, and it is so immersive. I mean, you're going to want foods. You're going to want the cider donuts and the pumpkin donuts and all of that. But they also have two corn mazes. One they call the Impossible Maze because, well, it is impossible. You literally need your cell phone, your GPS, and a good friend to get through that one. They also have more of a kid's easy maze, the one that I would do. So a couple corn maze options. They have the, you know, pumpkin where you can shoot the pumpkins out of a little cannon. They have apple picking. They have all of those really fabulous fall things. So that's one I just have to recommend.
No kidding. Skelly's Corn Maze and Fall Fest. And that goes through Halloween then, huh? 9A to 6A? And
yep.
9A to 6B?
Yep.
What's this play featuring American Sign Language?
I mean, the Janesville Performing Arts Center has really made a focus to make sure they have things that are accessible and enjoyable by everyone in the community. They are doing Peter and the Starcatcher. It's a play featuring American Sign Language, so everyone can really enjoy the play. It's incorporated into everything they do. They also have a performance on Sunday, October 22nd at 2 p.m., that will also be for those who are visually impaired. Well, they'll be speaking more of what you'll be seeing on the stage. So it's a great play in a great venue. The Performing Arts Center is a beautiful space to visit, but also it's really something that's accessible and can be enjoyed by every member of the community.
And you all do walking tours of Janesville? What's that all about?
We do. We've got a great company that does walking tours, Roman Rich Tours, and he does a walking tour that's a little more spooky in nature called Once Upon a Midnight Dreary. So that runs Friday and Saturday, October 27th and 28th at 7 p.m. They meet at our St. Mary's Church here in Janesville, but there's a little surprises along the way. There might be a ghost or goblin that pops in and joins the tour. He also just tells you all of those exciting stories and those mysteries that all the communities have throughout their downtowns.
Talk to me about the shopping, dining, drinking scene in Janesville.
Absolutely. You're going to get hungry after all those things, and you're going to want to do some dining. We've got some great spots throughout our downtown. Lark Market and the Sandwich Bar are really unique venues that use locally sourced food, small plates, a great way to just kind of taste something unique. If you're more about that Friday fish fry, because we all know you can't be in the Midwest in the fall and not talk about Friday fish fry, my recommendations are Draft House and those cheese curds. My insider information is the cheese curds at Draft House. The other fun ones are Milwaukee Grill. They've got a fireplace right there at the venue that you can cuddle up to. And my personal favorite is My Apartment Restaurant and Lounge, just because of the outstanding customer service and the potato pancakes.
So is Janesville like a small town, 20, 30,000 people, something like that? How big is it? Describe the downtown. What am I getting to there?
Thousand in population. So I'd say we're a mid-sized market. Our downtown kind of has those two main streets. One of them, of course, Main Street. Main and Milwaukee are really our shopping and dining districts. We also, on Main Street, have really begun to turn things facing the riverfront. Downtown has Rock River running through it. So you've got opportunities to sit on the patio, have a beverage, have a coffee, have a dessert, and really look at that riverfront area and enjoy that nature. So you're kind of combining the best of dining and shopping, and the great outside.
So a river runs through your town?
A river runs through it, yes, quite literally.
You said, you cut out there, but the population of your town's around 65,000, 66,000, something like that.
Yep, we're 60,000 for population, and that's really a great opportunity to have those amenities and, you know, enough restaurants to really saturate and make things a lot of fun.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, so then how do people do it? Do they go up and come back from the Chicago area? Do they stay overnight? How do you recommend we do Janesville?
I would definitely stay overnight so you can really enjoy the best of everything. We've got some great hotels. Cobblestone is right there in the downtown, so you can wake up, walk to your favorite coffee shop, walk back from dinner. So I think an overnight's a great stay. Between our 9 hotels and 3 bed and breakfast, you've got plenty of opportunities to make that a 2-day trip.
What's the booze scene?
Oh, we've got some great opportunities there. Janisa Wine Bar has an amazing selection, not only of wines, but of hard spirits. Right across the street from Janisa is Draft House. They not only have a great selection of beer, but their liquors are amazing. Their mixology is great. All kinds of things. You know, if it's a Sunday morning, that Bloody Mary is going to be phenomenal. But plenty of opportunities to enjoy fine wine or those harder spirits and mixed drinks.
Mm. We're talking about Janesville, Wisconsin, right across the border off of, just north of Rockford then, right?
Right. We're just over the border from Rockford. You're going to go from Rockford through Beloit and then on into Janesville.
Just one last thing. Just talk to me about the hiking, biking scene there, because I don't know that the colors have changed there yet, but I would imagine folks would want to walk or ride a bike through there.
We're just starting to see that color change. We've got over 2,000 acres of parkland and 30 miles of trails, and that includes a segment of the Ice Age Trail. And that trail not only takes you through those beautiful outdoor spaces and parks, but also through a few neighborhoods and attractions. So you're going to have plenty of opportunity. Most of it's paved, so biking, walking, rollerblading, but some of it isn't. So when that snow falls, you can do that snowshoeing and those other winter sports on them too. So great opportunity to enjoy the great outdoors there.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, as much as you sound like a fall destination, I'll bet in the winter that'd be a nice, easy getaway, huh?
It really is. Snow or no snow, there's plenty to do here. You can just hike when there isn't snow, but when there is snow, great opportunity for that snowshoeing and cross-country skiing.
Not far away, maybe right where you are if you're listening to us north of the border or somewhere around Janesville, but Janesville CVB, that's the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Janesville CVB. Click on there for this and more information. Hey, Christine, well done. Nice to talk to you. I'm looking forward to seeing your town.